They wanted to punish me by having Rosemary be my celebrant today. I'm not quite sure what I did, but I am going home to repent. Do you want to see my face? See, I have all my own teeth. You know, in our world today, the events that encompass our minds are just staggering when we think about it. We're in the midst of a COVID pandemic that continues after more than 2 years. We've witnessed mass shootings in schools, grocery stores, at concerts, and other places. We've seen a Russian invasion of their neighbor, the Ukraine, and the damage that's being done there, and the impact that's having on world peace. We see outlandish gasoline prices. We see historic inflation. We've experienced political divisiveness unlike anything that we have ever seen in our lives before. We've seen attacks on women's rights and a whole lot more. Seems impossible to watch the news or hear any news programs that add to this dark shading of our lives. This doesn't include our own personal situations and our own struggles with health or family, our own family loss. I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes life sucks. I'm not checking out, by the way. I'm just telling you that. So when Sally and Rosemary and I sat down to talk about this message this morning, we agreed that a dose of humor would be good for all of us. So the intent today is to simply add a few moments of lightheartedness to our lives and maybe give you a smile or two. Humor has always been offered swift release and relief in times of stress. Good life can be a good smile can be a good therapy, can lift us out of sadness and depression. Our sense of humor can restore us to high spirits and renew our sense of hope. Some scientists also believe that humor activates pathways in our brains that circumvent the primitive fight or flight response that leads to anger or violence or evasion. The therapeutic value of humor has been recognized by many cultures throughout history. Did you know that medieval doctors in Europe based their practice on the principles dating back to ancient Greece, that the body's equilibrium depends on four vital fluids called humors? They believe that physical, emotional, and mental health requires a harmonious balance of all of those fluids called humors. There is as well a social dimension of humor. Laughter can be contagious. Jokes can remedy embarrassing moments, reframe threats, and reinforce our sense of group belonging. It's one more reason why evolutionary biologists are investigating the survival value of humor. Anyone who makes us laugh is contributing to our well-being. Laughter can shift us out of a bad mood, free us from worry, and put us in a state of joy, even if that is only temporary. For a few precious moments, as your eyes fill with blissful tears, as you run out of breath, as your stomach muscles ache, you'll have not only care in the world. And if laughter is the best medicine, then funny friends are instrumental to our healing. Humor, we all need some. Hopefully each of us will find a bit of a tickle today, and that's our hope. And if Rosemary can come forward and hobble up these steps, we're going to share.
This is another Shel Silverstein poem called Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout. Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out.
should scour the pots and scrape the pans, candy the yams and spice the hams. And though her daddy would scream and shout, she simply would not take the garbage out.
And so it piled up to the ceilings. Coffee grounds, potato peelings, brown bananas, rotten peas, chunks of sour cottage cheese.
It filled the can, it covered the floor, it cracked the window and blocked the door. With bacon rinds and chicken bones, drippy ends of ice cream cones, prune pits, peach pits, orange peel, gloppy globs of cold oatmeal.
Pizza crusts and withered greens, soggy bean and tangerines, crusts of blackburn buttered toast, gristly bits of beefy roasts.
The garbage rolled on down the hall. It raised the roof, it broke the wall.
Greasy napkins, cookie crumbs, globs of gooey bubble gum, cellophane from green bologna, rubbery, blubbery macaroni, peanut butter caked and dry, curdled milk and crust of pie.
Moldy melons, dried up mustard, eggshells mixed with lemon custard, cold French fries and rancid meat, yellow lumps of cream of wheat.
At last, the garbage reached so high that finally, it reached the sky.
And all the neighbors moved away, and none of their friends would come to play.
And?
Okay, I'll take the garbage out. And then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state and from New York to the Golden Gate.
Poor Sarah met an awful fate that I cannot right now relate because the hour is much too late.
But children, remember Sarah Stout and always take the garbage out. We'd like to have a little music now to lighten our way as well. And this from the Unitarian Church. Do you ever find humor at church? Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you some examples of humor that I've encountered in my church days. I should tell you that I am a Baptist. Rosemary says I'm a Unitarian in a Baptist body, but I don't know how you mix those two. Because it's like oil and water, they don't. But fresh out of seminary, I was the minister to youth at a church in Oklahoma. In the absence of the senior minister, they asked me one day if I would perform baptisms. And I'm not sure if you know what baptism is in a Baptist church. It's not sprinkling water on your head. It's grabbing you by the mouth and dumping you backwards into a pool of water. So I said, oh, I would love to. The only problem was there was one person to be baptized. She was quite large. She didn't tell me until she stepped down into the pool that she was fearful of water. So we had a prayer. I made the statement that we all make when we baptize people, put my hand behind her back and one over her face and tried to push her back and she wouldn't go. And I tried again and she would just splash. Well, below the baptismal pool is the choir. So every time she would splash, the water would go over the top onto the people in the choir. So I tried this about 4 or 5 times, and she still wouldn't go down. So I said, I'll show her. So with my foot, I knocked her backwards and knocked her leg out from under her and plunged her into the water, which flooded the choir. But I was proud of myself because she was baptized. Sometimes in some congregations, they have children's stories. You may have had that here. That's when some of the most delightful things have happened to me. I'll tell you about one. When I was a pastor in Ballard, and we had a children's hour, and we had some children there. And that was when I could sit down on the floor and get back up all by myself without three or four people helping me. But it was Easter. And back in the old days, remember, you got a new outfit for Easter? So Annie, one of the children, had a new outfit. She had a beautiful new dress. And when they would come forward, she stood there. She would grab the hem of it and pull it over her head. And then she would pull it down. And then she would pull it over her head. And she would pull it down. And I'm trying to tell a story that's relative to Easter, not about a bunny. And I said, Annie, is that a new dress? And she said, yes. And my mama said it's a B word to iron. And that was the end of children's song. One time at the church in Oklahoma where I pastored, we had a children's story. And one little boy, his name was Ronnie, started laughing really loud. And he was interrupting the story. And I thought I'd just leave it, not pay too much attention to it, except he kept laughing louder and louder. And so I said, Ronnie, what's so funny? And he pointed and he said, Leo tooted. Things at church can often be funny and need to be funny. I read this and saw this on Facebook, so I share it. A pastor was trying to explain to children during a children's story about clerical vestments. And you know, we sometimes wear clerical collars. And when he was giving the children's story, he asked, why do you think I wear this collar? And one of the kids answered, because it kills T's and flicks up to 30 days. Humor can also come from work environment. When I was in college, I had a part-time job at a travel agency, and I would deliver tickets for people. And they asked me one day if I would deliver a ticket to an office building in downtown Birmingham, where I was going to college. And I said, oh, I'd be glad to, anything to get out of here. And so I was so proud of myself. I parked my car. I went in and punched the button waiting for the elevator. And a mob of people began to assemble behind me. And I don't know what caused me to think about it, but I looked down and my pants were unzipped. So I thought, well, when I get on the elevator, I have to zip those up. So we got on the elevator and I got on first and everybody was backing in. And I discreetly reached down to zip up my pants. And when the elevator opened on one of the floors, the woman in front of me tried to walk forward.
Oh, no.
And her skirt was zipped in my pants. And she started swinging her purse at me back and forth. And all I could think to say was, lady, I'm studying the Bible. But I had to unzip my pants and let her skirt release. It was just a little embarrassing. Things can happen to make us laugh in a lot of places. And that's just some of the examples. Now, there are other things we want to do too. And one of them is to show you a video from Steve Hartman on the road about some twins. If we think that humor happens every place, it also happens in the home. And I'm going to share some of my own personal experiences in my home growing up. My mother was a most unusual woman, and I don't think that I've ever admired anyone for their kindness more than my mother. But where she got all of her weird things that she would say, I have no idea. When I was in college, in the same town in Birmingham where my parents lived, I would come home every 2 or 3 weeks to do my laundry and to eat, of course. but I lived on campus. One day I came home to do my laundry, and everything was so dirty, I didn't have any clean socks. And when I walked into the house, my mother looked at me in a gasp, and she said, "Oh my God, where are your socks? Next thing I know, you're going to be smoking and drinking black coffee." She used to tell her friends when she was talking about me, she said, "Well, I'm sort of proud of him. If I can just teach him to stay out of jail and sleep in pajamas, I'll be a good mother." And I would say, "I've never been to jail." I recall sitting at the breakfast table one day and my mother pouring some orange juice, and I didn't drink it right away. And she came and she smacked me on the back of the head, and she said, "Drink that orange juice before the vitamins get out." And I said, "Where are they going?" Humor happens at home. Humor happens with your children as well. I was talking to my son the other day and I told him I was feeling my age, and he said, "Well, Dad, you are circling the drain." I said, "Yes, and you were just taken out of my will." Once, when he was probably 5 or 6 years old, I asked him to go with me to a record store. You remember cassette tapes back in those days? I was going to buy some for a friend for his birthday. And when we were getting out of the car, I said, "Now, Josh, I'm telling you this now. We're not going to the toy store. We're not going to the play area. We're going to the record store. I'm buying 2 cassette tapes, and then we're going home. Do you understand?" "Yes." I said, "Okay, make sure you get that." So it was in the mall. We went in the mall and walked to the record store. And what was the big display in the front of the store? Star Wars. I thought, "Oh Lord, here we go." But I pretended like I didn't see it, and he stopped immediately. I went over to the aisle and was looking at some cassette tapes. And he came with his toy from Star Wars and said, "Mom wants you to buy this for me." I said, "She didn't tell me that." She said, "Well, she wants me to have it." And I said, "No, I told you we're not buying that." "But I have to have it." I'm going like, "No, we're not buying that. Now go put it up." "I need it." "No, go put it up." I said, "No, go put it up now." So he stomped off and threw it back in the display. And then he came back, and there was a woman on the aisle where I was, also looking at cassettes, and he grabbed her by the arm and pulled her arm, and he said, "That's the meanest daddy in the whole world. That one, right there." So we talk about that a lot, and he brings it up. I want to share one other thing with you, if I can find it here. I've got so many pieces of paper, but this hasn't happened to me, but when I read it, it made me laugh, because it's kind of about relationships, husbands and wives. And it said, after being married for 30 years, a wife asked her husband to describe her. Trouble. He looked at her for a while, then he said, "You're an alphabet wife. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K." She said, "What the heck does that mean?" He said, "Adorable, beautiful, cute, delightful, elegant, fabulous, gorgeous, and hot." She smiled happily and said, "Oh, that's lovely. But what about IJK? He said, "I'm just kidding." They said the memorial service would be held on Tuesday afternoon.